Good morning. Okay, we are going to learn today Ediot, and this is a unique Masechta in all of Shas, because it does not contain any single topic. It is a collection of various tangential topics where sometimes an entire chapter or a section of Mishnayos have something in common. This happens quite often in Shas. We've done a number of these already. Perhaps the one that's most familiar are the Ein Beins in Maseches Megillah in the first Perek, where one Mishnah that's related to the Masechta says there's no difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, except the following. And then the next several Mishnayos all begin with the words Ein Bein. Very, very disparate in nature. All from Zav and Zava to Yom Tov and Shabbos and Yom Tov and Yom Kippur and Shabbos and Shiloh and Yerushalayim, all differences between one thing and another. And there are lots of examples like this throughout Shas. Ediyot literally means testimonies. So they are testimonies to things that others testified. This is what I remember hearing. And according to tradition, the Gemara in Maseches Brachos and Daf Chav Zayin, and also Kiddushin Daf Nun Daled mentions this, that the tradition is that these Mishnayos were all told what's called Bo Bayom, on that very day. What was the day? The day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah replaced Rabbi Gamliel as the head of the Sanhedrin. It was because Rabbi Gamliel was too strict with who was allowed to attend in the central Beis Medrash. And when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah opened up the restrictions, it says in the Gemara that 400 new benches had to be brought in for all the new students. And on that day, so much Torah was taught that everyone came in to recite their testimonies of what they knew and what to answer any type of doubts that might have remained in the Beis Medrash. So this Masechta has a name in Shas. It's called Bechirta. Tanya Bechirta. Bechirta means the chosen Masechta. So it's the choice Masechta in all of Shas. And as I said, it does not have one basic topic. Maseches Shabbos, practically every chapter has laws of Shabbos, right? There's also one tangential parak in Maseches Shabbos. It's called Amar Rabbi Akiva, which has nothing, not even one Mishnah has anything to do with Shabbos. It's all tangential to the last Mishnah in the previous chapter. There's a chapter like that in Maseches Sota also, where Rabbi Akiva darshans things that are actually things that were said bo bayom, connecting to our Masechta. So this happens a lot in Shas, and the first chapter begins with, it's called Shammai Omer. There are a lot of chapters in Shas that begin with the word Shammai as a demonstration of the fact that when Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai argue, Beis Shammai always speaks first. Right? So that's the reason the Gemara gives for why we paskin like Beis Hillel, because he was always willing to hear the other side first. Let me hear what Shammai or Beis Shammai has to say, and then I'll intone. So we prefer to paskin from someone who cares about what his disputant might say. Okay, so just to show you how disparate the Masechta is, the first chapter talks about some disputes between Shammai and Hillel and Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. It starts off with a law of Nida, then Chala, then Mikvah, then Tumah, then Truma, Master Sheni, back to Tumah. You see a trend. Right, you see things that have to do with some women's issues, mikveh and tumah and tahara, but then it moves towards tithes and truma and masav sheni and back to tumah. So things that were obviously neither we hold to this day, but some of these other things are truma and masav sheni were more important for them to know at that time, but we don't we while we don't eat Maser Sheni anymore, but we do have to redeem Maser Sheni today. I had this chus of doing so some years back in Israel, and we do have to tithe our crops even in Israel today. And if you buy just some oranges or tomatoes from Israel, you have to know that they were tithed properly before they were shipped over here. Okay, so the next chapter is Chanina Skana Kohanim, Psak Halacha of Antiquity. Things that Chanina Skana Kohen obviously is lived at the time of the Beis Hamikdash. He was the second in charge. If this should the Kohen Gadol come to any kind of disqualification, he would take over. And he has quite a few halachos that are mentioned in Shas, and this is a collection of them. And it shows some things that he said before Rabbi Yishmael, before Rabbi Akiva, and things that were said before Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. The third chapter talks about some elements of Tumah, more elements of Tumah. And again, it's the Masechta is not about Tumah, but you see a lot of it talks about things that are nogea to the necessary purity of the Beis HaMikdash. And now we get into the fourth chapter, which talks about cases that leave the norm in the six orders of the Mishnah, because usually Beis Hillel is lenient on Beis Shammai. This fourth chapter talks about all the cases where Beis Shammai are lenient and Beis Hillel are stringent. Okay? There are some other cases where sometimes a Gemara or even a Rishon might suggest, why isn't this included? Right? Beis Shammai says that you can fulfill Puravu with two boys. Beis Hillel says, no, it has to be a boy and a girl. Isn't this a leniency of Beis Shammai? Right? Beis Shammai would certainly agree that a boy and a girl fulfills. Right? So there are all kinds of cases where you say a kula in one direction is a chumra in the other direction. Right? Beis Shammai says that in order to get married, a man has to give a woman a dinar, a silver coin. Beis Hillel says, no, it could even be a pruta, it could be a copper coin, even the value of a dime. Right? So isn't Beis Hillel, is that a leniency or a stringency, right? Okay, depends on which side you're taking. Okay, that's the fourth chapter. Okay, there are more such examples in the fifth chapter that Rabbi Yehuda brings in addition. The fourth chapter is Tana, didn't think that these were stringencies or leniencies in one direction or the other. Sometimes a stringency in one direction is a leniency in the other direction. Right, the Gemara says in Psachim that if you have a different minhag, you go to a place that has a different minhag than yours, you have to keep the stringencies of your minhag and the stringencies of the place where you're going. So if you live in a place where you keep 2 days of Yontif outside of Israel, and you go to Israel for Yontif, they keep 1 day. So do you have to keep 2 days or do you keep 1 day? So if you hold that keeping 2 days is a stringency, you have to keep 2 days. But you may argue that keeping 1 day is a stringency. Now, you usually have to wear tefillin on the 8th day of Pesach if you're in Israel. Why aren't you wearing tefillin? You're being too lenient, right? So that led to certain Piskei Halacha. But again, Rabbi Yehuda has more examples of the leniencies of Beis Shammai. And the fifth chapter is Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. And I specifically mentioned this chapter because there is a mission in this chapter that is brought down in its entirety in a few Mishnayos in Maseches Brachos to show how what was taught the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah replaced Rabbi Gamliel. The story is told in Maseches Brachos right after the Gemara mentioned before, and in order to show that the halacha is that you have till 4 hours of the day to daven shacharis, which is a Maseches Brachos issue, and that's the psak of Rabbi Yehuda. That we pass, and you don't have till midday. Only that's b'di'evet. But chatchila, we should daven shacharis the fourth hour of the day, before the fourth hour, because that's when the korban, the daily morning korban, is brought. Okay, the fifth chapter, seventh chapter is Heid Rabbi Yeshua, and the eighth chapter is Heid Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira, and they more testimonies of things and these tend to be things that are obscure. And this makes up what is everybody's acknowledgement in Shas that this is the best, the Bechirta, it's the choice Masechta. That whatever appears in this Masechta, the halacha is always like what appears in Ediot. And the Gemara gives an example that two garbage men gave eders, and he said, "We remember this. We remember hearing this in yeshiva." And there's a lot of and you give testimony and testify that this is what you heard. A lot of strength is given to this. You don't say, "No, you must have forgotten what the Rebbe taught." No, they got up there on that Bo Bayom on that day. It was such a glorious day in our history. But shortly afterwards, they brought Rabbi Gamliel back, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah only darshaned once a month. Rabbi Gamliel the other 3 days. Okay, this will close out our discussion of Ediot, and next time we will discuss Maseches Avodah Zarah, Mitzvah Hashem, and Kol B'Seder. Everything is wonderful. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks for tuning in. Have a wonderful day. Bye bye.
Thank you.